A century of women. What do your eyes see? It's Art Talk on KCRW. The women represented in Amy Bassone's show at the Gavlak Gallery appear well-dressed and meticulously modeled, but upon closer examination, really close, there are some deeper stories there, more complicated ones. And here now with a review is KCRW's very own art critic, Hunter Drohojewska-Philp. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
You tell me Amy Bassone is best known as a painter, but from what I've seen anyway of her work, she's not doing that. That's not what's on display at the Gavlak.
Absolutely right. And although she's based in L.A., at one point she studied in the Netherlands. And clearly she was in the museums looking at the way women were portrayed through the history of art. And in this show, you'll see a number of things. You'll see a series of black and white photographs on the wall. And these are all taken from press clippings of women who were getting divorced between the 1930s and the 1970s, when divorce, of course, was a much more complicated and morally questionable affair. And then she's also done a number of ceramic torsos of women. Now, these are very much based on ancient Greek, ancient Roman sculpture. They're voluptuous, made with glazed ceramic or bronze that are standing on wooden plinths. And you realize that these torsos, these classical torsos, also refer to the way women were represented by surrealists.
So all these torsos, ceramic torsos, but there's one in particular that I saw online that you particularly like, and that's one that is a torso that's been broken into pieces. It's like pieced together, though.
Well, it's made of white glazed ceramic, and it's draped with pearls. But part of it has been indeed broken off, and the fragments, including a breast, have been put inside the torso. So you see it from the front, and you see it by looking inside of it as well. And obviously we think about the way imagery of women is accepted, and this is an image of a woman that's completely actually destroyed and we're asked to look at it again in a different way, which is a lot of what she's asking in the exhibition.
And many of these, it's not just torsos and the newspaper clippings and the photographs, but there are also these sculptures of pipes, like something that you would smoke.
That's right, with a bowl where you would put the tobacco and then a long stem coming out of it. And that stem is clearly phallic, with a lot of different references to the female torsos. And these big pipes are resting on the floor. And I think in a way they might refer to a famous Magritte painting called The Treachery of Images, that asks us about what we're seeing. And that painting is of a pipe, a man's pipe, and that's captioned in French with the words, "This is not a pipe." So you're being asked, what are you looking at? And in fact, this entire exhibition, to a certain extent, is about what are we looking at when we look at the images of women as they're represented in art history.
Obviously, art is, and beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right? Everybody has a different opinion about what they see. What do you think her overall message is here?
I think that in this case, she's also gone back to history because she has a book with this exhibition called The League of Divorced Women. And this is both hilarious and tragic because it includes a lot of these photographs of divorced women taken from press clippings and then little typed descriptions of why they were getting divorced. And it really brings back what a stigma, what a terrible thing this was for women until really relatively recently.
Again, this is an exhibit going on at the Gavlak Gallery. You can check it out yourself. By the way, some pictures of it are online. And Hunter Drohojewska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.